Good evening and welcome to City Hall. It is 7 p.m. and I'd like to call the October 14th, 2024 general meeting to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Patrick?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here. Which one, I guess?
Oh, Councilmember Brian Taylor, sorry. I have to get used to that.
Yeah, me too. That's okay. Here.
All right. Councilmember Lucas Beck is excused, and we will be swearing him in at a special meeting at a future date to be posted. Councilmember Mike Taylor? Councilmember Mike Taylor is also excused. Councilmember, sorry, Vice Mayor Owens?
Here.
And Madam Mayor?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. I would like to ask Councilmember Warner to read the vision statement.
We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources. Sorry, this is Susan Warner. With a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you. Before going any further, I'd like to ask the public to please mute your phones, and if you're on Zoom, to keep your video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to the website. The packet will be projected, which is very difficult for the audience to see here, but it is being projected up here. And is also available online at www.gustavus-ak.gov. So the first item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes from the September 9th, 2024 general meeting. Do I have a motion?
Yes, this is Brian Taylor, Council Member Taylor. I move to approve by unanimous consent the September 9th, 2024 general meeting minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Warner seconds.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Brian Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Warner that to approve by unanimous consent, the September 9th, 2024 general meeting minutes. The minutes have been previously distributed. Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Are there any objections to approving by unanimous consent the September 9th, 2024 general meeting minutes? Hearing none, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. The next item on the agenda is the mayor's request for agenda changes. I do not have any. Are there any other requests for agenda changes? Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objections, the agenda is set by unanimous consent. The next item on our agenda is committee reports. And our first report will be from the Gustavus Volunteer Fire Department, the quarterly report. And with us is Sol Martinez, our fire chief.
Yeah, hello, this is Sol Martinez. I want to welcome new council members and new mayor to the council. And thank you for your time for volunteering. Things kind of in summertime at RZN has gone down a little bit. One thing I kind of want to do point out, we're still looking for the Lucas Chesk compression device funding. Unfortunately, as I think we mentioned in the last report, Larry firefighters organization application was denied. So we're currently looking through another source of funding. We did receive a Curly grant to go to the fire conference open in Wasilla. So we should be receiving the funding relatively soon. Although they're having some glitches on their end. So it might be a little bit. And a little bit, I did meet with the Coast Guard a little bit to kind of go over some pre-planning on shore side response for the wear event that if the cruise ships have to unload their passengers off into Gustavus. We're still going over through the kind of plans on what that might entail. And just more or less going through each building is like what capacity you're at and you can hold and how many days we can last. And then Leah's been working pretty hard on reorganizing the ambulance supplies and stuff because we had to move some stuff through some reheating of putting a Toyo stove, and it's been looking great. And then fortunately looking on some radio repeaters, this issues over the weekend, we found out the battery is dead. So we're working on trying to replace the battery. The battery backup, so the power goes out and it goes on the battery, but unfortunately fortunately we have a backup battery right now that it's working still. The one big event was when we did attend the 2024 fire conference up in Wasilla. This is kind of a series of classes that was rarely hard to for rural departments to get. Just different classes and stuff. And it's kind of changes each year on what it is and kind of speakers and stuff that most of my report is in there in the report. There is a second page this time because of it. There are some other things I can brought up. There's a couple of items. Good news. Sorry, let's go back. One good news is that we did get the water tender grant and we did formally accept it. And thanks to the Alaska State Legislature, we were able to get extra funding for an extra wetland truck. And I do want to vote. Thank everyone who involved for passing that as well. One thing that has come up occasionally, I do want to remind folks that our 911 system was for cell phones. We were able to switch 911 calls. When you make a 911 call on your cell phone, it does go directly to our 911 system. We no longer have to renumber the 1000 number, although that will still work. 911 will work just fine. If you do need law enforcement help, though, you have to call their dispatching number as well, which unfortunately I do not have at the moment. So, yeah, if you have any questions?
Does anybody on council have clarifying questions for Sol? Thank you very much. The next report on our agenda is the quarterly report from the city clerk. And we have Liesl Barker.
Liesl Barker, city clerk. Thank you, council members, for your service to our town and for the opportunity to speak to you this evening. I'm going to try to remember all of my notes. So I wrote them down here, a cheat sheet. So in the last quarter, a lot of my time has been spent on elections. As the city clerk, not only do I run our city elections, but I'm also in charge of all of the early in-person absentee voting for the preliminary elections, for the RIA elections who were done through the state, as well as for the general elections. So there is a lot of time that is spent prepping, receiving, helping voters. That's just ignore that. I'll get that in a minute. I'm going to focus on this. they're still connected to Zoom, I promise. All right. And so we do have early in-person absentee voting starting again here on Monday for the general election. I had a training today, so something cool. If you did not get a chance to register to vote prior to the October 6th deadline, you can actually come in and vote early absentee voting and still be able to vote for the president and vice president. So it's called, same day registration and voting. So they take that oath and affidavit form you fill out. They make sure you are a qualified voter. They register you and they count your vote. And it's only for the president and for the vice president's positions on the ballot. But I thought that was interesting. Never knew that. So if you're out there, tell a friend if they're in need to vote. You know, if they forgot to register and they would like to come vote, come see me, City Hall, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 3, starting on the 21st up through Election Day. Other things this past quarter, I had a training this past week about digital records and how to archive them and save them, just digital records management. So I'm still working on the naming convention. I'm in touch with an expert who is going to help us free of charge. So we're just kind of waiting for that person to be ready. Something to just kind of have in the back of your mind, we probably will need to get a records management system. Just having them on a S drive or whatever, a hard drive, isn't managing your records. It makes it very hard for FOIA requests. It makes it very hard for going back in history, just to do the job correctly. So one of the main systems is Laserfish. I have a training coming up in December where I am hoping to talk to those representatives and see what kind of programs they have to offer. But I'm thinking maybe next budget season, that's something we might need to take into consideration. I am probably one day's worth of work away from getting the videos of our meetings to be up on our website. It's kind of gotten sidelined as a project with elections and everything else going on. Once we get that video up and running, I would also like to think about getting an OWL video camera and recorder. It helps something that would zoom in on whoever the speaker is, as well as it has really good quality. That's what a lot of municipalities, as well as businesses, are using. So I had a quick link in there to give like a rough estimate. The basic of basic setups is about $1,200. Again, not something that I think is needed now, but I think it would be super helpful, especially with having video now available on the website, as well as for those who are viewing from home. It would make it a little more personable for them. With that, I know last year we'd also talked about maybe some new screen setups in here to make it so the packet is viewable for the folks attending in person, as well as for you guys. So if you have ideas about that, please let me know. I'd like to kind of give us an update. Civics Plus, our website update, they finally reached out to me about our migration from the old platform and the way it runs to the upgraded one. The gentleman had a family emergency, so I have a meeting rescheduled for the end of this month. Hopefully next month I can give you a little bit more information on what that migration is going to look like, how it will work, and then what benefits there are to us. As you can see on my to-do list on the back, there's a couple of things that I'm kind of waiting on the website for. So hopefully that'll kind of help me tick off my to-dos before the end of the year is up. Like I had mentioned earlier, I will be going to a training in the beginning of December where I'll be working towards points for my accreditation for my certified municipal clerk. I was able to add on two potential add-ons to that main conference, as well as I'm on a couple committees. Those all help me gain extra education points and kind of get the most bang for my buck of being up in Anchorage. So instead of getting the base 3 points for just the normal conference, I'll be able to get 11 points towards my certification, which means this time next year, I should be a certified municipal clerk, which is part of my job description. So that'll be very exciting. I think that is pretty much it. There's a lot more details in it. Part of my mandatory clerk report is also the attendance history. So you'll see the attendance history for all of last year, as well as for the two meetings of this new council starting at the beginning of this month. And I believe that is it.
Great. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for Liesl? Go ahead, Councilmember Warner.
Don't forget your mic.
Warner here, just a ballpark, how much does a digital recording management system cost?
The digital records management system, I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I'm sure there's several different tiers depending on what you need. We would not need the most expensive one, I'm sure, just because we are fairly simple when it comes to cities. We don't have nearly as many departments as most cities do, and we only have at this point about 20 years worth of records. But as we keep continuing on, we We want to make it more easily accessible for everybody.
Do you expect that you will get an idea of how much it would cost when you go to this training?
Absolutely.
Great.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next report is the City Treasurer Monthly Report. And we have our wonderful Treasurer Ben Sadler here.
Thank you, Sally. Ben Sadler, City Treasurer. We are just now exiting the third quarter of the calendar year and the first quarter of the fiscal year, so our numbers are still pretty small. I just kind of did some comparisons between last year this time and this year this time. DRC income, we're currently a little less. We're at 45% compared to 48% where we were last year, but that's due to us budgeting a little less conservatively than we did last year, which will be the case as we run down through all these numbers. Gravel pit sales, we're a little bit higher in income, about the same, 48% compared to 47%. We're at 47% compared to 48% last year. And then sales tax income, last year at this time we were at $192,954. This year we're at $206,899. We're at 33% compared to 31% last year. And our total income last year, we were at $457,640. This year, we're at $448,064. So a little bit less, and even less in the percentages this year at 37.8%. Last year, we were at 40.5%. So having budgeted a little less conservatively than last year, we're still on track. I think we're right about the same as what we expected from last year. And going forward, we'll just have to see how the remaining quarters go. October is usually when we bring in the most revenue. The end of the third calendar year quarter is when we, you know, everybody who's seasonally based is paying up and taking off. So at the end of this month, we should have a much better idea of where we'll be for the rest of the fiscal year. So anybody has any questions? I didn't do anything for expenses other than to say that last year we were at $288,538. This year we're at $301,024% compared to 22% last year. It's really hard to tell the expenses because some things are right up front, like insurance and other things. And then most of the expenses throughout the year will be little things like equipment purchases or repair or admin supplies or whatever the things might be. So that's what I have, unless anybody has any questions.
Does anybody on the council have any questions? I don't see any. So thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.
And our next report is from the City Administrator Monthly Report. We've got Kathy Leary here. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy Leary. My report's a little longer this month. Just did a grants update, which all of you that have access to this can read. We are still working on the paperwork that we have to send to the various grantors so that we can get obligating award documents in place. So then we can start the project, which usually means then you can go out to do a procurement effort with a RFQ or an RFP, but we have to get all of the scope and sequence and budget and timing documents into all the various granting agencies for the various grants that we have. We finally got the funding for the CrossIt Foundation for the handicap access path out here. So that's in place. We're also still waiting. We're having a little issue with automatic deposits between the people giving us the money and our bank. And we're having to play intermediary for some of that stuff. And it's kind of frustrating, but hopefully it'll be worked out soon. we did overcome a big obstacle for the recycling center project. because of the detail that we put into the exclusion document, we're not going to have to do a NEPA study, which is a big deal. So we bypass that whole environmental assessment piece, which is which will cut some time off of the work. We're still waiting to hear for the ports infrastructure development program. And next work session, the council will be presented with this, some key takeaways from the cybersecurity assessment report. So be prepared, please. Next time we'll do that scheduled for 6 o'clock at the work session for November 4th. And the transportation planning exercise, I just received, I did not include it in here, but I just received an update on sort of the outcomes of the meeting and what people's priorities were between us and the park and DOT. I can include that if folks are interested in the next report. The Southeast Conference annual meeting in Ketchikan was a wonderful meeting, and I was completely surprised for us to receive the Community of the Year award. That was, it's based on a lot of data. It's based on surveys. We had a lot of responses this year from the business community that we hadn't had in the past, and there was a lot of positive comments. We have some of the best numbers for jobs increases and wage increases or overall wages in the area compared to a lot of the other municipalities around Southeast. They're sending me the information from the nomination of what was stated on the nomination form, but it did come from Melanie Shevens, who is Rancos Data, who's familiar with the community. And she was the one who completed the nomination, because she, like she told me, when I was like accepting the award, I was like, she said, the numbers don't lie. You guys have some of the best numbers, and you have had for a few years. And one of the things they outline is the community growth ever since the ferry has, you know, been coming in, and how things aren't as difficult to get or obtained, and there's better access over time. In my report, if you could get it online, all of the presentations are linked. And some of them are quite interesting. Some of the projects and cooperation of resources that are going around all of Southeast are those agendas and presentations are included, as well as the business climate survey. And then the Southeast by the numbers, the data that I was telling you about is here. This copy, plus there's a copy online if anybody wants to read either the business report or Southeast Alaska by the numbers. The quality of life was the highest percentage, not from Gustavus, which was another reason why we were nominated, I think. And so it was really, really humbled I was really humbled to receive that award on behalf of the city. And you know, it shows that we've come a long way, and we've completed a lot of good things for the community, even when sometimes, you know, our roads are a mess, you know, at times because of the rain and the weather and everything else. We have had, you know, really positive input from people in our community and businesses. So we've been working with Glacier Bay Construction on a few areas needing additional work, which includes removing some trees that are overhanging out at Rink Creek and moving some berms to accommodate it. AP&T replacing some of their older plywood. There's still a few older plywood sheds with electrical parts in there that aren't very safe. So we're going to be removing a bit of a berm so they can set those things back. And taking those trees down that are overhanging the road. We updated the administrative library director position description to align with the public librarian, public services librarian, and that's before you tonight for approval. Both Melissa and I worked on this document for the final draft for approval. And that's some of the major things. It's been a busy month, like Liesl said. And so if anybody has any questions.
Do any council members have questions for Kathy?
Warner here. What did you say about a meeting November 4th?
So the work session, next work session is November 4th. Uh-huh. And as part of that work session, the structured group, and if anybody wants to read something in their copious spare time, there is the document that is the report. I can't.
That's for council members only.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was clarified because that's the entire report, which needs to be kept.
Right. So I have one copy. One of the council members asked to read it online, but you have to get access to it through a secure setting in order to read it online. So if anybody else wants access, let me know. Otherwise, I printed one copy out for council members if they want to take it and read it. And they will give us an overview of what comes next as a result of this survey at the work session on the 4th.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions for Kathy, the city administrator? I would just like to say thank you very much for all that you do. And that award is a direct result of the many, many things that you do for us. So thank you. Yes. All right, thanks. Okay, next on the agenda is the public comment on non-agenda items. This public comment period is for non-agenda items only. And it is not intended for discussion. Following your comments, the council may ask for clarifying questions only. If you'd like to make public comment at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon to raise your hand. And if you're in the city hall here, just raise your hand and we'll recognize you. If you do not have that option, unmute your phone and the clerk will add you to the list and will remute you. Anyway, she will take care of that. Please
okay.
Say speaking and please be respectful in your comments, and you will have an opportunity now to comment and another public comment period at the end of the meeting. Please keep your comments brief and be respectful. Is there anybody who would like to make public comment at this time?
This is Jim Kearns. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can I comment now?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, so I didn't sign up and I'm on the phone instead of on Zoom. So anyway, yeah, it's been a little while since I talked to you all, but and we were going to come to the meeting tonight, but the road was so bad, we opted to just talk to you on the phone. Anyway, so my comment is this. Still think we should get Wilson Road paved somehow, figure out some way to get some grants or something so we can pave that Wilson Road. It just is so well used, and it is, access to the airport on the back way if something happened on the other end. It's access to the gravel pit. It's access to the hydro plant. Just access to a lot of things that are pretty critical to our structure, and it gets a lot of use, and it's gets rough pretty fast. And they do a pretty nice job of trying to keep up with it, but when it gets wet, there it goes. And then the other thing is, again, I want to keep pushing on the idea that we need to have some sort of a breakwater wave barrier down at the dock. I've got some great ideas, and I don't want that to die. I want it to just keep on everybody's mind that is hugely important for our community. Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Does any of the council members have any clarifying questions for Jim? Nope. Thank you. We appreciate your comments. Anybody else?
Okay.
Go ahead, Jim. 10K, can you come up here to this seat and then turn your mic on?
Jim Tenkate. I have a concern about the ladder at the end of the dock, down at the ferry dock, where all the fishermen go. It's not really adequate to get anybody out of the water if somebody should fall in. It's only got two steps on it. It doesn't go down into the water. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Does anybody have any questions for Jim?
Yeah. Where exactly is it? I'm sure Ben can tell us. But
it's at the end of the dock, the small dock where all the boats pull in at. It's at the very end.
Of
There's
the float.
A ladder there. Yeah, the float dock. Yes.
Okay. Do you want to address that? If you could, that'd be great.
So not being the Marine Facilities Coordinator, I can't speak to the condition of the ladder at the moment. But when I installed the ladder years ago, there were two steps, and then it had a additional piece that slid up and down and was attached with cable. Is that not there anymore? Okay, so there it used to be a two-step ladder with three or four steps that went up and down. If that's not there anymore, then I would say there's probably just two. We do have an additional ladder. When I bought the one, I bought two just in case we wanted to put one somewhere else. So we do have the attachment on the ladder not being used, and we can talk to Ken about installing that. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Ben. Anybody else have any questions for Jim? All right. Thanks, Jim, for your comments. Is there anybody else in the audience here who would like to make public comment on non-agenda items? No? Anybody else on Zoom? I don't see any, so we will move on to the next item is our consent agenda. There's only one item on the consent agenda tonight, and it is... The certificate of records destruction. I'm going to ask our clerk to address that.
Hi, Lisa Barker, city clerk. So a couple times every year, we need to properly dispose of documents, city documents that are no longer needed. If anybody's interested in how we do that, we have a retention schedule that was put in place in part of our policy, and that's under the CY22-05 is the resolution reference if you want to check it out. So on this certificate of records destruction, I have election ballots and other one-year items from last year that we no longer need anymore, some general HR paperwork, some applications of people who were not hired, EMS incident reports, required public notices, accounts receivable and payable, and banking records. If you want to look at the certificate, it will list the years that they are from, the location of them, and that's basically who's in charge of tracking them. All of these ones were between the fire chief, myself, and the city treasurer, and then the volume of them. And then these will be shredded or burned, whichever I am able to get to first. Shredding can take a while, but burning, you have to have a hot enough and long enough fire going. Last time, the fire department was doing a kind of a training, shall we say, and so I was able to go down and watch them be, burned, and it was great, and they got some training out of it. So I'm not sure what we'll do with this set, but it'll be one of those two, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you very much. So that is the consent agenda. Do any members of the public wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? Do any council members wish to have any item removed from the consent agenda? Are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent as presented? Hearing none, the consent agenda is passed by unanimous consent. The next item on our agenda is ordinance for public hearing. This is FY25-05 NCO Capital Funding Project, AFG FEMA, introduced on September 9th, 2024 for the Fire Department water tender. Would Ben please just give a brief description of that?
Excuse me. Ben Sadler, City Treasurer. The NCO 25-05 is our match for the water tender. We're hoping to be able to use direct or indirect costs, but in the meantime, we wanted to make sure that we had money set aside so that when we were ready to purchase, we'd be ready to go. And so that's what that amount is.
Great. Thank you very much. Okay. So the time is 7:36, and the agenda item FY25-05 NCO Capital Fund Project Funding is open for public testimony. Do any members of the public wish to speak? So there are hearing no comment. It is 7:36 and public hearing for FY25-05 NCO Capital Project Funding, AFG FEMA, is closed. Do I have a motion to approve?
Rachel Patrick here. I move to approve FY25-05 NCO Capital Project Funding, AFG FEMA.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Warner seconds.
Thank you very much. It has been moved by Councilmember Patrick and seconded by Councilmember Warner that to approve FY25-05 NCO Capital Project Funding-AFG FEMA. Are there any comments from the council on this? Are we ready for the question? I believe we are. So may I have a roll? Oh, wait a minute. The question on the is on the adoption of the motion to approve FY25-05 NCO Capital Project Funding, AFG FEMA. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Warner?
Warner, yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor? Councilmember Brian Taylor? He might be having technical difficulties. We'll move on. Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor? Councilmember Brian Taylor? We're just going to put abstain. Motion still passes.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, that motion passes.
I should have let you say that.
It's all right.
Four, two.
We'll get used to it. Motion passes. Okay. So we have no unfinished business. So we'll move on to new business. And the first item is to approve the updated job description for the library administrative director. Do I have a motion?
Yes, Warner here. I move to approve the updated job description for the library administrative director.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Rachel Patrick, I second.
Thank you very much. It has been moved by Councilmember Warner and seconded by Councilmember Patrick to approve the updated job description for the library administrative director. Do we need to read? Wait a minute.
You do not. It's not a resolution.
No. Okay. Yeah. Did you want to go ahead and present that?
The one that is in the packet, we added one more bullet, so there is an updated one. Liesl, is that the one you're sharing?
I will be in a moment.
Okay. There was one more bullet added because it was suggested that under essential duties and responsibilities that we add supervises the public services librarian, schedules regular work hours, assigns specific duties, and completes performance reviews. So that sentence will be added to the one that is in your packet right now. It's an updated draft, so it replaces the one that's in the packet with that additional statement in there. And there were two grammatical errors that were also cleaned up.
Okay, but we can still go ahead and approve it.
You can approve it, just so you know that that one extra bullet went in there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, is there any public comment on this item? I am not seeing any. Are there any comments from the council? Questions, discussion? Councilmember Warner?
Warner here. I'm still having trouble with that first sentence and the use of the word include. Is that one of the grammar question things that was changed? The first sentence, this is a part-time job that supervises the public services librarian and may also include interns when applicable. The first sentence.
Supervises the public services librarian and may also include interns when applicable. You suggested that we...
I could propose that we change it to that supervises the public services librarian and may also supervise interns when applicable.
May also supervise
interns mm-hmm. when applicable.
Exchange include for supervise.
Yeah.
So...
May also supervise.
Councilmember Warner, if you could make a motion to amend it by striking whatever and adding.
Okay.
And then we will then take a vote on that.
Okay.
And then we will accept this as amended.
Okay. Warner here, I would like to propose an amendment. Is that what I say? That we strike the word in the first sentence, the word include, and replace it with the word supervise. So that it would read, and may also supervise interns.
And Councilmember Owens, second.
Thank you. So it has been, Councilmember Warner has offered an amendment, and it has been seconded by Councilmember, by Vice Mayor Owens.
Oops, sorry.
and what's next?
So
just vote on the amendment.
Any debate? Any,
are there any council discussion on that? Seeing none, then we're ready to for the
call
vote.
The
roll call vote. Yes, call the question to. We were voting on the amendment as presented by Councilmember Warner.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick.
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor. Councilmember Brian Taylor, I can see you unmuted, but you were not coming through on our audio. If it's possible, you can send me a quick email or a text with your vote. Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
We're going to give it a second. Oh, I heard my phone buzz. Vice Mayor, or Councilmember Brian Taylor voted yay. Madam Mayor?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, so now we're back to the original question of approving the job description for the Library Administrative Director as amended. Okay, so is there any further council discussion on this item? Okay, so we are ready for the question to approve the updated job description for the Library Administrative Director. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor, if you can follow the same procedure.
Try it again. Yes. Is it working this time?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, so the next item on our agenda is CY24-17, resolution approving the certified financial statement. Do I have a motion for this?
Yes, this is Vice Mayor Owens. I move to approve resolution CY24-17, approving the certified financial statement.
Thank you. Is there a second?
All right, Councilmember Taylor, I second.
Thank you. Councilmember Taylor has been moved by Vice Mayor Owens and seconded by Councilmember Brian Taylor to approve CY24-17 resolution approving the certified financial statement. And we have Ben, would you like to just give us a little description of this?
So when a municipality has two options, they can present a certified financial statement, which is certified by the council via resolution, or you can perform an audit. And audits are expensive, and so when we cannot do that, we do this. And so it's the information kind of looks like a normal profit and loss report, but it has other things in it like capital improvements, income, capital project income, unrealized gains and losses. It's basically a piece of paper that we'll use when dealing with the state or the federal government to say we're on the up and up and we would like some money. Here's our certified financial statement. Uh-huh. So that's basically what this is. And we do it every year in lieu of an audit, unless we have to do an audit.
Okay. Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, does this need to be read into the record?
The resolution does, yes. Not the additional
right.
Pages.
And do I do that?
You can, or if the maker of the motion would like to, that's also acceptable.
Oh, okay. Would the maker of the motion, Vice Mayor Owens, like to read this?
Yes, I would. Let's see here. It's a little tiny on my screen. City of Gustavus, Alaska Resolution CY24-17, a resolution certifying the annual certified financial statement of revenues and authorized expenditures for the year ending June 30th, 2024. Whereas the City of Gustavus is a recognized second-class city, and whereas second-class cities are required by AS 29.20.640A2 to submit a certified financial statement of income and expenditures or audit for the year ending June 30th, 2024 to the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. And now there be it resolved that the attached certified financial statement of Gustavus, Alaska for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2024 is true and complete to the best of our knowledge.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on this item? None here in City Hall. And I'm not seeing any hands up on Zoom. Is there any council discussion? No, I'm not seeing any. So are we ready for the question? Yes. So the question is on the adoption of the motion to approve CY24-17, a resolution approving the certified financial statement. May I have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Owens?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, that is the end of our business part of the meeting. The next is the City Council reports. Council members wishing to make a report on special projects can do so now. Go ahead, Council Member Patrick.
Hey, this is Rachel Patrick. I just want to make the announcement. Me and Susan Warner will be doing or hosting the Coffee with Council. Next date will be, I think we decided on November 16th. That's a Saturday. Location and time will be announced at a slightly later date. There will be flyers, and please stop by and see us. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any other updates, council reports? Seeing none, then we'll move on to the mayor's report. We have a report from our outgoing mayor, Shelley Owens. Could you go ahead and do yours?
Yes, I've submitted a two-page report about all that happened, or a lot of what happened during the last year, and don't really need, don't have anything to add. I'm grateful that people are still smiling at me, you know, in the grocery store and post office, and want to congratulate Mayor McLaughlin on her first meeting, very well done, and to say that I am certainly looking forward to working and supporting her.
Thank you very much. And I have a short little incoming mayor's report in here, and I just, I'm happy to be here. I'm feeling very confident that this is a great council, and I'm looking forward to the next year. I am, one of the things I really want to strive to do is to rebuild the sense of community, not only in here in City Hall, but just between the community of Gustavus and the City Council. We're part of the community. The community is part of us, and I'd like to just kind of rebuild that that sense of community, and just leave it at that. So thank you. Okay, so the next is City Council questions and comments. Are there any additional questions or comments from the City Council that are not a part of the agenda? Go ahead, Councilmember Warner.
I'm not sure if it was in the agenda pack or the meeting packet or what, but what was this Alaska Municipal League resolution? Are we supposed to be doing something like that?
No. That was, I don't know how it got into your packet, but that was something that we did.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's been taken care of.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. Thank
Those
you.
Those are easy.
Anybody else? I don't see anybody. So we are moving on now to our second public comment on non-agenda items that we had one earlier. So this is for non-agenda items only and not intended for discussion. Does anybody want to make any comment on non-agenda items at this time?
Hey, this is Jim Kearns. Can you make a second one?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to thank all of you that put yourselves on the line and took all the energy in to work on City Council. I think it's admirable, and we appreciate what you do, and we're delighted to support you and work with you on it. So anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you
very much. I appreciate that. Anybody else? I'm not seeing any. So is there any further business for the evening? And I'm not seeing any. So the meeting is now adjourned and the time is 7:53. Thank you everybody for coming. I appreciate being here.